This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The first thing that we have to talk about is the biggest thing that has happened last week. Mm-hmm. Silicon Valley Bank collapse.
Yeah.
We'll give some preference on this, but this is the second bank to collapse in a week.
Yeah.
One of the biggest bank crises in American history.
Yeah. Second biggest since 2008.
Yep. And this was the biggest bank to fail since 2008. What pretty much caused it at a very high level explanation is they didn't have enough money. so they over-leveraged themselves. You know, when the Fed raised interest rates, they were invested in bonds and mortgage-backed securities that didn't work out for them, actually lost money.
Mm-hmm.
And they announced that they needed $2 billion to remain solvent. When they announced that they needed $2 billion to remain solvent, there was a rush on the bank, obviously. People were scared.
Like, give me my money.
I want my money. Yeah. They didn't have enough. So then the FDIC has to step in. And now they're working through that. They said that everybody that was FDIC insured will have their money, well, had their money today.
Yeah.
And then everybody else they're working on within the next week.
Yeah.
So it was a very, in this bank, a lot of people have not heard of, but it's one of the biggest banks in America. I think it's 18th biggest bank in America, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
around that. Yeah. So it was geared towards Silicon Valley, right? It was geared towards startup companies and venture capital firms. And these are the places where these guys went to borrow money and to get capital from. So it's not like a regular bank where you just go in like Chase Bank and you just put $100 and open an account. But, you know, it's one of these things that was disturbing and it causes, you know, eyebrows to be raised. So
angst.
Yes. So, all right. So what's the impact on this going forward? What's the impact on the stock market? Because all the bank stocks lost money as a result
absolutely.
Of this.
Absolutely.
It was like a ripple effect. So what's the take on this SVB situation?
I talked about it at the live show, but risk to reward means everything. So if I came to anyone and said, hey, I'm going to loan out money to startup companies that have between 1 to 100 employees, the net margin is anywhere from 3% to 15%. And I'm going to try and offset it by investing in bonds and mortgage-backed securities, instant fail. You're like, this is the worst business plan ever.
Yeah.
And they were overcapitalized. We'll talk about it later, but I think the angel and VC environment has to change dramatically
because
they're funding all of these companies.
Just want to add to what you're saying, because that's a great point. When we think about the time period of when these loans are taking place, low interest rates. Right.
So zero.
We're talking about the lowest interest rates. And if we've watched the market, right, we've seen what interest rates being raised has done to tech companies.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So think about now when you had low interest rates and you're giving loans to tech companies, yeah. when those interest rates rise, there's going to be an inverse effect.
I'll start losing.
Right. So like the pandemic, we saw all these startups.
Yeah.
Right. We saw all these companies IPO. We saw a bunch of SPACs. Now, pandemic is
over.
Thing in the past.
Yeah.
Interest rates have risen. Now it's not, you're starting to see these effects. Obviously, we see it from companies, but now you see it from a bank. It's like, oh,
yeah.
here it comes, right? These are delayed right, reactions yeah. to some of these decisions, like the Fed rate getting raised. It's like, oh, it sounds great. Oh, it's a quarter point. Oh, it's three quarters of a point. Oh, it's a, you know what I mean? It's like after a while, it's like, wait, what is the long-term effect? Oh, because we don't see it in the short term.
I mean, and they're sweeping it under the rug. I said it, but I think it's interesting they announced this news the weekend of the Oscars. So now you'd see Brad Pitt, hopefully, you know, nobody gets slapped on stage, right? They're going to recover it again on Monday about what happened. But so you kind of sweeping it under the rug to soften the blow opposed to announcing it midweek or Friday morning. Then on top of that, Yellen has announced that the government is not going to bail the bank out.
Oof.
So the long-term effects is like a lot of banks are going to go under, and it sets up for JP Morgan, Bank of America, the big four, to become even bigger.
Right. Because you think in terms of like, yeah, there's money there.
Yep.
People are insured, but you're going to have to lose all those customers.
Yes.
And so if you're losing customers, they're going to have to go somewhere.
And you need safety. I mean, Pete was telling me earlier, like, it was some memes going around about risk mitigation. Like, the risk management team was, like, throwing water at a fire that's on the 33rd floor, and he's throwing water on the first floor. It's like, all of these companies that got funded, most of them weren't even profitable.
Right.
Like, if you look even at the acquisition of Slack, and this won't affect big tech, like Microsoft, Meta, it won't affect them, but like smaller companies that are getting started, it's going to affect them dramatically. But even take Salesforce paying $2 billion for Slack. And then the team of Slack, the management team, wasn't using Slack to even communicate on a day-to-day basis. They was using WhatsApp and Telegram. Like, it was just insane. And I hate to say it, but this is like the Lehman of this generation.
Yeah.
Hands down.
And it's tech driven. I mean, the unfortunate part is that some of these startups do employ people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so now if the company, if the bank has dissolved, right, think about the payroll of those people who are
now able to make payroll.
It's over.
Like, hopefully a bridge loan or something will be given, but no, it's gonna be over. And we have to be very honest, like when everything was riding high, I said it before, they're gonna let us get money in 2020 for the disaster that's gonna come, mm-hmm. but you have to check the financial solvency score of your bank. That just means, is your bank have a high probability of going broke? Google it, call them up, ask them what the score is. If they won't tell you what the score is, probably should take your money out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also what we talked about on stage yesterday, well, stage Saturday about this is that, there's a few different lessons here. So this was a bank where most institutions had their money, not retail investors, but retail investors can still learn from this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a lot of people, historically, especially in our community, they're like, well, I don't trust investments. I don't understand investing.
It's too risky.
I'd rather just put my money in a bank because I know it's safe. And the crazy thing about that philosophy is that banks invest your money.
Yes.
Right? So this was, like I said, the reason why this bank failed is that their investments didn't work out for them.
Yeah.
But the overarching lesson here is that banks invest your money. So you putting money in a bank account saying that you don't want to invest is crazy because the money that you're putting in the bank account is actually
being invested. They're using your capital to invest.
Right.
And this is the crazy part. They were using the active customer deposits as soon as they came in to try and offset the losses.
Yeah, we
just that's fraud.
We've said this plenty of times. It's like you go to the bank, you ask for $5,000.
Yeah.
You got to call in before you got to call it before. Most people think like, yo, the bank has, they should have the money.
Why?
Right? But this is the reason, because it's actively being put out to use as a tool.
And unfortunately, it's going to be a squeeze on regional banks. So if you're with a smaller bank in Midwest, where I'm from, man, those risk controls are going to get tightened. Loan parameters are going to get tightened. I feel bad for like small business owners. Like they're not going to be able to loan out money as easily. And according to what Dave was saying, it's a big crash coming.
Yeah.
Pretty soon. So those regulations are going to get even tighter.
Yeah, I was listening to Fat Joe and he was talking about how he, shout out to Fat Joe, Joey Craig. He was talking about how he banks with a regional bank. Mm. Unless, you know, if he had $3 million and they only insured $250,000, what are they going to do with the rest of my money?
He talked about that as far as this is concerned?
Yeah. Not saying that he was invested in this one.
No, I'm just saying he was giving commentary.
He was giving commentary on SVB.
On Instagram?
Yeah. You did a live about it. I was like,
I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, that's interesting because I'm like, yo, Joey, like he knows, like
he stepped in.
So even when he sees up sometimes,
he tells who a political figure was, who I didn't even recognize.
He's like, yo, guys, I'm teaching. You're like, yo, you're Ernie Lees, you should know these things. And I'm like, yo, bro, you know, we tapped in, but he's tapped in. So what I heard this commentary on, I'm like, yo, that's important because even like we were saying, like, yeah, and I know people like, I don't have 250,000, but at some point, like, you may start a business and it may gross that, and if your business. That amount is insured. But yeah, what happens to the rest?
Even if you have 5,000, it's not a well-known bank. Have you ever logged into your account and your account was short or over? Money is being actively switched. And I know they'll say it's a banking error, but this is happening too much. Banks are going through a huge issue of not having enough liquidity. And with every market is tied together. NFT, crypto, stock market, mutual funds. Like even people who thought they had mutual funds through SVB called. And SVB owned the mutual fund. It was not in your name. Mm. Now, had I did that to y'all, boy, y'all would have my head, right? So you have to be careful and monitor who you're banking with. And this is the funny part. Like, the guy who ran that bank was involved in another bank crash. So going back to the fundamentals of, like, knowing the founder or who's running the company and what kind of integrity they do or don't have will decide what kind of actions that are taken. And I won't even mention Wells Fargo. And other banks that introduce the scam and error.
Then also, it's important to understand, we talked about this yesterday too, you got to diversify. You shouldn't put all your money in just a bank. Yeah. And this is why investing is important, because you should have emergency funds. That's important. But at a certain point, you got to start diversifying. So whether it's in stocks, whether it's in real estate, whether it's in, you know, private equity, putting money into different businesses. You got to start thinking strategically, like, where can I put this money? Now, you just don't want to put money into something that's going to lose money, because that's not beneficial. But now you have to actually start playing a game. It's like Monopoly. When you don't win Monopoly by just having the most money. You win Monopoly by having the hotels or the houses. Because then when they land on your hotel or your house, then they have to pay you, right? Mm-hmm. That's how you actually win Monopoly. Because I've won Monopoly 2 times in the last 2 weeks. I'm like the Monopoly champion at this point.
Who you beat?
Who you playing?
Well, I beat my dad. It was my dad, my niece, and my son.
Gotcha.
And then the other time, it was my niece, my son, and my sister.
Gotcha.
I'll give you the first one, because your dad's legit. No disrespect.
The second one don't count?
Second one, question. I got
strategy.
There's all types of different rules you can do with cheating. Gotcha.
It's all about strategy. All right.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.